No more YA movies. Please stop.
Is that the same movie that you're talking about, Key? I do something for girl and they wanted to kind of corrupt her or some shit.
All these movies, James. But
I know.
Mortal Instruments. Just... Remember that being some big bad character, but she lived with her mother. And I think her mother was also like a witch or something, but she was trying to hide it from her.
And I know she couldn't fall in love with some dude, or they were trying to break up her relationship because that would.
So it was. Y'all talking about two different movies.
I think James is talking about Twilight.
They all sound the same. But they all sound the same.
I think James is talking about Twilight.
No, that's not Twilight.
Keep know what I'm talking about.
I know what movie he's talking about. So the girl who's in Shameless in it.
I think she was a witch or some shit, and if she fell in love, that she would lose her powers, and she was the last one or some shit like that.
It's like, is that number four?
No. It's
hey, so he's talking about beautiful creatures. You're talking about
okay, that's creatures. What it was.
I remember it not being that bad.
And, I just remember that movie, and I was like, is that one of those YA books too?
Yeah, shit. It is. It is. It's pretty bad.
Damn.
Again, James. These YA novels need to stop.
Even better, it starred your boy Han Solo. Han Solo was in it. That's probably why you remember it so vividly.
But we'll say Ready Player One did break that mold of being a book.
Oh, shit.
That was a good movie. I liked it.
Yeah, that was okay. It was okay.
That wasn't a young adult novel.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was just Steven Spielberg probably added his touch to it.
I mean, again, I think it was, same man. Thing. There's also The Darkest Minds that came out, The House with Clocks in His Walls, another one.
That looked terrible.
Yeah, I can't do any more of these movies. I
mean, I'm just like saying, you were mentally drained from this shit.
The time has passed for all these movies. It was really when the Harry Potter series wrapped up, The Hunger Games was also wrapping up. So they tried to stretch out The Hunger Games. It was like them stretching that out into two movies, which should have really only been one. Just defeated the purpose of any more YA movies. It was like Harry Potter took all the money, and then that was also followed up by The Hunger Games.
But Harry Potter wasn't that bad, though.
Harry Potter is bad. I'm just saying Harry Potter was good. Mm-hmm. Everyone tried to capitalize on, hey, well, what books can we get the rights to? And then all of a sudden, it turns into, now you get in the bottom of the barrel books. That's pretty much what it is. The rest of these books, if it was not The Chronicles of Narnia, which at least the first two was good, the rest of them not very good.
Was that also a young adult joint?
Chronicles of Narnia?
I thought that was probably more so children.
That YA phase, late 90s to like late 2000s, when a lot of those books were made. Maybe into 2012. Is that right, Keith? Does that sound right to you?
What?
YA books.
I think it reaches peak when The Hunger Games came out. Here's the problem with that is that The Hunger Games is a good example. The Hunger Games, that book, was a young adult novel told from a first-person perspective. Young woman who's not a woman. She's basically at that in-between portion between firmly entrenched and teenager, but it still fit that mold. The Hunger Games, it wasn't marketed as a young adult novel. When you read it, there was a ton of different other things going on in that book that was resonated with adults and young adults alike. So when the movie came out, they were able to hit that point to sell on some of that, the more mature themes in that book. Namely, that you got this overrunning society that was built on practically slave labor and stuff.
But they keep making these damn movies.
Well, if Keith is right, this is the last one, so...
There was another one that's coming out.
Oh, come on, man.
I just thought about it. Not Artemis Fowl. It's something else. Whatever. Like, we'll just stick with the thing. Yeah, the young adult things is finally fading away, though.
I mean, because again, it was Harry Potter, Twilight, and then Hunger Games. Like, those were probably the three that made the most money.
And I hate Hunger Games.
And I hate Twilight.
Yeah, I hate
Twilight too. All them shits, to be honest with you.
But they took all the money. Chronicles of Narnia.
Harry Potter was actually okay, but after a while, I just kind of got worn out with that too, man. To me, it just kind of like it lost its spark to me. I didn't give a shit. Like, I'm not the type of person that could watch all that shit in a row. Lord of the Rings was okay. I don't see how people could watch that shit all in one day. It just doesn't interest me that much. Like movies like that, I just don't really give a shit.
The Hunger Games.
I hate that damn movie, man.
The first one is okay. The rest of them,
Fuck all that shit.
But
because The Hunger Games ain't number Battle Royale, man. Just American version, Battle Royale.
But again, I keep forgetting about Chronicles of Narnia, because that was actually good. Keith, what did you think about Chronicles of Narnia?
I thought it was pretty good.
First two were okay. Remember the last scene, and then there was like the Voyage of Dawn Treader or something?
I didn't think that one was even going to come out. I was kind of like, I forgot who the hell made that, directed that movie.
What, Voyage of the Dawn Treader?
Or the Chronicles of Narnia films.
Let me go check. Andrew Adamson and Joe Johnston did the last one.
Interesting.
And Andrew Adamson had done Shrek, Shrek 2, and then Chronicles of Narnia, Shrek 3. Prince Caspian.
Caspian, what the fuck?
That was the second one. That one was okay. But Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters, whatever the heck that one was stupid. Percy Jackson, don't you, Keith?